Lottie. I pull my pan of milk, already frothing, off the burner, and stir in a stick of butter, as Betsy appears in front of me with her gaggle of cameras and microphones. She is wearing a royal blue jacket with shiny gold buttons. Her matching earrings wobble ever so slightly on her lobes as she addresses me. What breads have you decided to make today, Lottie? There's a funny way Betsy talks that makes me feel both old and tottering, and like a small child. I wonder if I'm the only one who feels that way, being the oldest here by a long shot, or if it is something she does to others as well. Certainly not Stella, I think, taking a glance across the tent at her. Stella, who practically worships Betsy Martin, is surely treated to a different sort of interaction, one that isn't tinged with pity. I barely slept last night, and can feel the reminder of it pulsing at the back of my eyes. All the anticipation about facing Betsy and Archie and being filmed doesn't help either. I'm not someone who has ever craved the spotlight. Quite the opposite, in fact. This is a summer stollen, I say as Betsy scrutinizes the lumpy dough I've shaped into a hefty log. Made with fresh fruit instead of candied. I know that choosing a recipe this dated and out of style is probably not advisable. But I told myself it's best to cook what I know, and stollen is what came to me, so I've gone with it. There's not much time to play around or make mistakes. I don't want to be sent home yet, and my stollen is well practiced. I know I can get it right. Despite being served at holidays, stollen isn't a particularly fancy or difficult kind of bread. It's just a kind of fruitcake that had its heyday back when I was young. My mother adored them, but rarely baked one, preferring to take me out to share a slice at a German bakery in town. I was never too excited about them back then, to be honest. As a child, I found them dense and unappealing, but as I've gotten older, I've come to appreciate their solidity. A hefty slice of stollen, particularly one laced with almond paste as mine is going to be, next to a mug of tea is as comforting a way possible to while away a winter afternoon. A stollen in summer? That is inventive. The way she says it makes me think she might not mean it in the best possible way. I push through a surge of embarrassment, trying not to read anything into it, though my palms have suddenly gone clammy. And this is a pane bianco. I pull back the tea towel I've draped loosely over my second bread, which has almost finished rising, to reveal a loaf that is folded and twisted into an S shape. Its ridges spill over with sun-dried tomatoes, fresh basil, thick chunks of mozzarella, and a generous dusting of fine Parmesan waiting to be baked. I see her eyebrows move ever so slightly. Whenever we've watched Bake Week on TV, Molly always laughs that it's impossible to ever really know what Betsy is thinking due to all the Botox in her face. But this close, I can definitely read her expression. It says, "Yikes." "Using some old-fashioned recipes, aren't you?" she says, her tone once again inscrutable. My stomach twists anxiously. The age of the recipe is not what we are meant to be judged on, I want to remind her. But instead, I nervously clear my throat. "I prefer to think of them as classics," I say quietly, gently replacing the towel. I look down at it, wanting to disappear until I remember the cameras and force myself to look up at her. A bemused smile appears on her face. "Well, I look forward to tasting them, Lottie. Thank you." Betsy swishes away from the table, and I let out a deep sigh, my muscles unclenching. I hadn't realized I'd been holding myself so still. I pull myself together, turning back to my breads. It took me so long to get here. I've applied to Bake Week every year it has existed. For a decade, I've spent nearly all of my spare time practicing every bake I could think of, working my way from breads to pastries to tarts and cookies until my daughter, Molly, told me I had to start finding other people to give them away to or she'd go paleo, whatever that means, because I was making her sick with so much sugar. Each March, I would fill out an application online, my heart in my throat as I pushed send. Then I would wait anxiously for a week, a month, only to become consumed by the slow letdown that comes when you hear nothing back. I didn't let myself give up, though. Every New Year's Day, I renewed my commitment to my singular goal, which was to be a contestant on Bake Week. And this year, 3 weeks and 4 days after I'd sent in my application, I got a call back. I tried not to get my hopes up when I went in to do my live baking demo for Melanie, who is now watching from the far side of the tent. But I knew this was it. I would have no other chance. I was shaking as she gave me the simple instructions to bake a chocolate cake. I felt as if the gods smiled down on me in that moment, because if there is one thing I know how to bake perfectly, one thing I've made time and time again, which I do still every year for Molly's birthday, it is chocolate cake. So, I am not going to let Betsy shake my confidence when I've worked so hard and long to get here. Because baking is not the only thing I've come to do at Grafton.